Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's a fun day today if you're a resident of the Dallas-Fort Worth area or anywhere in Texas. Rangers in the World Series. Pretty exciting stuff. Great game last night. Congratulations, guys. And we'll see who they get to play here in the next day or so, I guess. And we'll go from there, see how it goes. Got a little bit of news for you. We're going to cover a telephone number for you if you want to call in anytime during the show to ask a question or throw in a comment or anything. Is the same number we use for all hours of both shows, Saturday and Sunday. The number is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Logan, my daughter announcer. A couple of interesting little bits of news related to her. First of all, you may have heard about the shark attack that's been in the news. A young man was killed, unfortunately. Where that happened was near UC Santa Barbara, where she went to school, and specifically where I've been trying to learn how to surf myself with her, and she's been several times. So hated to hear that deal. Kind of scary when it's someplace exactly where you have been. The other thing related to Logan is I got an email, and this is a good lesson for me and for everybody, I think. I got an email this past week showing a whole lot of sea turtles, hundreds and hundreds of sea turtles on a beach, and it was in Costa Rica, where she is, of course, as you just heard. And the following pictures were of people that look like native Costa Ricans harvesting the eggs. And the thing was sent out as a deal to say, see, man didn't cause global warming, that's what they said. They said global warming didn't cause the turtles to go down in population. It was this kind of stuff. And I sent it to some people. In fact, I thought we had already put it on the blog, but we haven't. We will be, because Logan called me and she said, Dad, you kind of jumped the gun there on suggesting that that was something bad. She said, that's exactly where I've been working with the turtles, tagging them and so forth. And the harvesting of the eggs in the shots that were there, which is exactly the beach where she's done some work, she said what happens is that the turtles lay their eggs in three phases. They come in once, and then the second and third phases of the turtles coming in pretty much destroy those eggs that were deposited in the first phase. So what they've developed is a program where the local people can harvest the eggs from the first front and sell them and make money, and it's a deal for raise money for schools and kids and all that kind of thing. And I threw it out, and of course what's circling around the internet, you may have seen it, is put out to be this terrible thing. We'll hear the rest of the story from her. We've swapped emails. She said she probably does not have time. She doesn't today for sure. She probably doesn't have time to come on and talk about it tomorrow. But we will, as soon as she gets back from her trips of running around and working on the things she's working on, we'll have her on to talk about that turtle information in detail. That'll be good to catch up on. And we'll pass that information on the website in the creature feature and the blogs and the whole deal. I didn't look in the creature feature. It may already be there, but if it is, we will probably be needing to amend it. The other thing that's in the news is problematic. Well, let me tell you about that in a second. Let me tell you about my guest that's coming up at the bottom of the hour, and he has agreed to stay with us for the second hour as well. It's Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey is the author of a couple of great books. The first one that he did, which is the most probably the most important book ever written on GMOs, genetically modified organisms, relating to the environment, the soil, and people's health. Seeds of Deception is the name of the book. Jeffrey's going to be on with me, and we'll talk about GMOs. I wanted to do that. Well, there's a couple of things. One is this is GMO month, so it just happened to they sent us an email talking about possibly coming on about the same time I was getting some, let's say, criticism from some listeners about our poison of the week. We do a poison of the week on the website, as a lot of you know, and we cover pesticides and we cover fertilizers that I don't recommend. We cover various things, and one of the last ones we did was about GMOs, genetically modified organisms, I got some, two or three people took the time to write a letter saying that I was crazy, that there's nothing to worry about GMOs. So it made me think of Jeffrey. I've met him in the past. We've talked about doing something together, and this was just a great, perfect opportunity, in fact, to have him come on and talk to us. He has a lot of documentation about how bad these things are, which, you know, anybody that's looked into it knows, but the marketing has been quite good about the fact that not only it's not a dangerous thing, but it's actually good for food production and good for saving the children of the world and all that nonsense. And we'll be talking about that starting at the bottom of the hour, 9:30. If you want to talk to him, by all means, give us a shot. His second book, the first book was Seeds of Deception, Exposing Industry and Government Lies about the Safety of Genetically Engineered Foods. And his second book was Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. And he, we'll talk about it, but he's been doing a lot of work around the country with corporations and people in different countries, and is making some progress. We talked about the fact that the cow's out of the barn on this stuff to a certain degree, but he is having, and other people that are working on it too, are having some success. Now, related to that, strangely enough, we had a great big press release that came out this week, and it's interesting that I got it apparently hot off the press, because if you Google for this subject in this press release, it doesn't come up yet, so it's not even out there on Google yet. But the name of this release is Texas A&M AgriLife College of Ag and Life Sciences Scotts Company Farm Partnership. This is some scary stuff. The company that makes a whole bunch of the products that I don't recommend that you'll find on the Poison of the Week list, fertilizers and pest control products, and it's the same company that every year says they're going to get into the organic world, and every year they stick two toes in and pull them right back out. They put some so-called organic products on the market to say that they're getting into it. Generally, they're organic products that we don't approve of, don't recommend at all. Pyrethrum products with PBO, piperonobutoxide, and other products, some that we used to recommend long ago before we got smarter. But anyway, A&M and the Scotts Company, makers of Roundup and Miracle-Gro and the Scotts Bonus S that has the atrazine in it that's so damaging for your shrubs and trees. Yeah, that company, they've formed a big old partnership. And what it says they're going to do, it says Texas A&M AgriLife and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Texas A&M University and the Scotts Company, LLC, have announced a long-term agreement to develop new technology for the urban market statewide and nationally, according to officials. Scott will provide a total of $750,000, which isn't a lot of money, over 5 years to create new turf grass research facility at the Texas A&M Foundation. A separate research agreement has been signed that will bring the total Scott's investment to more than $1.5 million. The funds will provide support for construction of a new facility for turf grass education and research at the Texas A&M campus in College Station. More on this wonderful partnership right after we take a little break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll tell you how to get our free newsletter right after this. Don't go away. Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product. Citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs: red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, Ph.D., who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. And as I was saying about this new partnership, this big press release that just hit the streets, the Texas A&M AgriLife and the Scotts Company have formed this big partnership. Some of you are probably saying, well, won't that be a good thing? Maybe they'll be studying some organic and alternative techniques. And I will say that they've at least put some hint of wording going that direction in this press release, but I know both of these players very well. Here's what they have in the press release. It says, in addition to the $750,000 and then the $1.5 million that I've already mentioned in the report, they say additional grant funding provided through the research and extension agreement will go toward developing key research programs in the areas of turf grass, water efficiency, and environmentally friendly pest control products while improving aesthetic values of landscapes. You know, that's a dialogue and terms that, you know, they've been using and tossing around for some time. You won't find the terms organic used. They are extremely negative, A&M, about organic techniques, and they're trying to take a little bit different approach. And, of course, the Scotts Company, even though they, like I said, have put a really kind of second-rate group of so-called organic products on the market, they have no interest in anything but the toxic side of things. So everybody beware of this coming down, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about it. This just hit, so it'll probably be in the newspapers and everything, I would imagine, if it wasn't today, in the next couple of days, about this great, great partnership. Well, the other thing I want to talk to you about, and at the bottom of the hour we'll be bringing Jeffrey in. It'll be interesting to get his take on what he thinks about this, because some of the GMO things are directly in the court of the company mentioned there, and we'll see what he has to say. We've got a lot of interest in the Dallas-Fort Worth area right now in fall gardening. Those of you across the country that have been asking me questions about planting and tree problems, I guess the most common thing that's coming in that I need to throw out and address for you is related to galls, and some cases trees completely dying, being in stress and dying for whatever reason. And it's happened from the Dallas-Fort Worth area all the way up into Pennsylvania and Maine. I've had questions related to trees being looking funny. Had a friend, one of my golf buddies, just got back from Massachusetts and did a little fall color tour, and he said that in some places the trees looked like they were having some trouble, and in some cases the fall color was beautiful, and in some cases it was kind of so-so. So it seems to be some strange things happening across the country, at least catching people's attention. I think the people that are really into trees. Just got a picture this morning, an email from one of the listeners that had leaves covered with these fuzzy bumps on the bottom, clustered on the bottom of the leaves. Those are galls. We have a section on dirtdoctor.com about galls in the library. Just going to the library, and it's under G's. Everything's alphabetical there. Galls, a few galls on a tree, whether it's a red oak or a live oak or a maple or an ornamental tree, a crepe myrtle, something in between. Galls generally are cosmetic and not a big deal if there's a few of them on the tree. Sometimes they're attached to the petioles, the stem of the leaves. Sometimes they're on the back of the leaves. Sometimes they're on the top. Pecans have galls that look like little warts on the leaves. And again, if there's a few of them, it's cosmetic and no big deal. If there's a whole lot of them, they start interfering with photosynthesis, and they start interfering with the health of the plant. And if there are a lot of galls on your trees, that means the tree's in stress. And that's one of the resulting things from a tree being in stress. And the answer is pretty simple. Let's get the tree out of stress. Well, the way we do that is we apply what we call the sick tree treatment. The sick tree treatment is a process. It's not a product. It's a process of aerating the root zone. Well, first of all, the most important thing you can do is getting the soil off the base of the tree. If the tree trunk is coming out of the ground looking like a telephone pole, just straight as it can be, that means without question that the tree is too deep in the ground. You want to see a big flare at the base of the tree. You want to see a flare that's so dramatic that on most trees, if it's properly exposed, you can step on it. It starts flaring out and turns horizontal. And that's what we want to have. That tissue, that part of the trunk is the trunk. It doesn't have anything to do with the root system. The root system starts beyond that, and that's why it needs to be exposed. When it's covered with moisture, it doesn't breathe properly, and the tree will start to shut down. It won't grow as well as it should. It goes into stress, and insects and diseases attack. Galls are not an attack by an insect, but what they are is an insect, a little, in most cases, a little benign wasp, being opportunistic, stinging the plant tissue, and it grows into a growth, and that's the home of the young of that wasp. And so if you expose the root flare and apply the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is described on dirtdoctor.com, not only will your tree start growing better, but the galls will just slowly fade away. It won't be a problem. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll be back right after this with Jeffrey Smith.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code DIRTDOCTOR at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number, if you want to jump in here and join us any, is, if not, just sit back and listen. That'd be fine, too. The number is 1-866-444-3478. Jeffrey Smith is a new friend of mine. We met at a Tofka event, I think, some time ago, and we talked about getting together, and we finally are going to do it. He's the executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology. He's a producer of films, Hidden Danger and Kids Meals and Your Milk on Drugs, Just Say No. He's a syndicated columnist, Spilling the Beans, the name of that. He lives with his wife in Iowa, and he's surrounded by genetically modified soybeans and corn. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Very good. Great to be here.
I'm sorry it took so long for us to get together. I had made GMOs, genetically modified organisms, this couple of weeks ago, our poison of the week. We cover, it dawned on me one day that all of these things that I recommend that people not use, like 7 and 2,4-D and Roundup and all these things, some people might be interested in the technical side of it, why exactly we don't recommend it. And I think that's what you've done a great job of with the GMOs. How did you get involved? Give us a little background.
Well, in 1996, I went to a lecture by a molecular biologist who does DNA research, and he was aware that the technology was very much in a primitive stage with all sorts of side effects, and he was completely alarmed that companies were about to sow genetically modified seeds throughout the Midwest to produce soy and corn and cotton in the South, and that he knew that this could cause all sorts of unpredicted side effects, both in the consumption of the products and also in the ecosystem. And my reaction was, my goodness, people don't know anything about this. It's going completely under the radar. People need to hear about this so it can be stopped. And I realized I was talking to myself. So that was 14 years ago, and I've been on a tradition since then of interviewing scientists about their concerns and translating the science so that laypersons and also regulators can understand. And when I wrote Seeds of Deception in 2003, that became the world's best-selling book on GMOs, and so it propelled me around the world speaking, and then I've since written Genetic Roulette and movies, and now my institute is designed to create a tipping point of consumer rejection against GMOs to force these dangerous genetically modified crops out of the market.
Well, you've been doing a good job, and I asked Jeffrey off the air yesterday if the cow was out of the barn, and I'd like for you to kind of talk about that issue. I think that's on a lot of people's minds, that it's too late to do anything about it, and you say that's not the case.
Well, actually, an insider from the industry said it was the strategy of the biotech industry to give that impression that it's already too late, and it's actually not too late at all. In terms of completely cleaning up the polluted gene pool, we don't have a technology today to do it. It's like, you know, if they introduce genetically modified salmon and it escapes into the ocean, there's no way we could do a recall with that. They want to introduce genetically modified mosquitoes in Malaysia. How could we do a recall for that? But, and similarly, we can't do a complete recall of, say, the contaminated indigenous corn varieties in Mexico that have been contaminated with genetically engineered corn that either produces a pesticide or resists death by herbicide. However, we can dramatically clean it up. When Starlink corn was discovered in the U.S. food supply, which was planted to less than 1% of acreage, it was found in 22% of the samples by the USDA. 3 years later, after a massive cleanup, it was only found in 1.8% of samples tested. So we had a dramatic reduction of its incidence, but not 100% eradication.
How is the cleanup done, Jeffrey?
Well, in the case of Starlink, it was a billion-dollar problem. There was a 315 product subject to recall because it was a probable allergen. It was also, they tried to track all the locations where they had planted it. But once it gets out there and cross-pollinates, the pollen doesn't read the signs between fields. It can travel great distances while it's still viable. And so it tends to cross-pollinate with other varieties of corn, and then it just becomes part of the food supply and the seed supply. And it gets mixed up not only from cross-pollination, but also from accidental contamination in seed storage and transport, even in the combines used to collect seeds. So it's a lot of opportunity for intermixing. We found over the last 14 years a tremendous amount of contamination between GM and non-GM.
So how do we, you know, what do we do to help clean that up?
Well, I think the first thing is to take the current generation of genetically modified foods, which have been shown to cause all sorts of problems in laboratory animals as well as in investigative reports in livestock and humans, to take that out of the market and to switch to non-GM. And then when we switch to non-GM, it shouldn't just be like a kind of a soft evaluation. It should be a tougher evaluation where it's tested and there's certain restriction thresholds that you can't sell something as non-GMO if it exceeds those thresholds. And there's an organization right now that has that standard and program in place called the Non-GMO Project. And in fact, they inaugurated this October as Non-GMO Month, and 10-10-10 was Non-GMO Day, with more than 600 participating retailers and manufacturers, primarily in the natural food sector. And so they are establishing a very powerful threshold, a powerful standard and precedent that will help us identify the levels of contamination and reduce it over time.
Well, I think some of the critics point, the point they try to make is that crossbreeding has been going on for a long time, and that we talk about, you know, coming up with hybrids and crossbreeding all the time and don't have any problem with it. And I think it'd be good for you to explain a little bit on the difference that we're talking about there.
Well, we know what crossbreeding is. It's a sexual reproduction where parents exchange genetic information for the offspring. With genetic engineering, you take a single gene or a group of genes from one organism, say bacteria or viruses, you make millions of copies, and then you typically put it into a gun. And you shoot that gun into a plate of cells, hoping that some of those genes will make it into the DNA of some of those cells. Then you clone those cells into a crop. So let's say that you picked a BT or Bacillus thuringiensis gene from a soil bacterium that kills insects by breaking open their stomach and killing them. If you put that gene into corn, into this, by shooting it into the corn cells and then cloning it into plants, now you have a little spray bottle in every cell of every plant that's genetically modified, and it's called BT corn. Now, it's a lot of things, but it's not sexual reproduction. What it is it's a very violent forcing of a gene into the DNA of a plant. It causes massive collateral damage. 2 to 4% of the genome is different. There can be hundreds and thousands of mutations up and down the DNA. Up to 5% of the existing level of genes can change their levels of expression, causing more proteins or less proteins, when in fact Monsanto's BT corn was evaluated years after it was already on the market. The scientists found a new allergen that was not expressed in natural corn. They found 43 proteins that had significantly changed their levels of expression. They found proteins that had been sliced or truncated, which could turn a harmless protein into a deadly one. And all of these things get on the market without those tests, without those evaluations. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know if it's already causing the significant uprise in many, many diseases since GMOs were introduced.
Well, we're going to talk about the human health issues, and we're going to talk about soil and the things that I know a little bit about as well. I got involved in some research that was going on down in the valley with a friend of ours who was with the USDA for a while, and he did some tests between organic and traditional planting down there, and we've got his interview on the podcast on dirtdoctor.com. You might want to listen to it sometime. But his research showed, hands down, that the organic program worked better. And one of the things that he started seeing with the genetic, even though they were doing organic versus traditional growing, a lot of the crops down in the valley, as you know, had already converted over to GM. And the BT GM, you know, work had already gotten to be a very big part down there. But he started seeing things like the beneficial insect population had really been hurt. One of the things that came up later, which really got my attention, was that where Roundup Ready had been used in fields, the organic matter was not breaking down. It was just laying there and oxidizing on the surface. It must have a lot of destruction to biological activity in the soil, and that's one of my main concerns from a crop standpoint.
It does. In fact, I was talking to Don Huber, an expert at this, who was retired from Purdue and still does research. The application of Roundup and its glyphosate, which is its active ingredient, on plants kills beneficial microorganisms in the soil and promotes pathogenic microorganisms like Fusarium and other problems.
Right.
And then it also at the same time reduces the plant's defenses against disease. And so it's a perfect storm. It kills the beneficial, promotes the pathogenic, destroys the defenses, and so that's how it kills weeds. It doesn't actually kill weeds directly. If you pour Roundup on a plant in sterile soil, it will stunt the plant, but it won't kill it. What it does in normal situations is it builds an army of disease in the soil. But it doesn't biodegrade like Monsanto had claimed and was forced to retract after two courts in two continents told them it was a lie. It turns out it's been found in soil as much as 3 years after application and can go even longer depending on conditions. And so any subsequent crop that's grown after Roundup is sprayed can suffer not only from the change in the microorganisms, but as you said, the structure of the soil can change, so it can't absorb enough water. In fact, I know that many people think that the application of Roundup contributed dramatically to the significant flooding that we had a couple of years ago here in Iowa. Also, it binds with nutrients. It was originally patented as a broad-spectrum chelator. As a chelator, it means it sort of hugs the nutrients and doesn't let them go. So zinc, manganese, magnesium, calcium, all these different nutrients and trace minerals, which are important for the metabolic functioning of the plant, become unavailable in large numbers to the plant. Now, what happens is there's kind of also a perfect storm, because the Roundup Ready soybeans also dismantles some of the metabolic pathways, including that which produces manganese. And so you have less manganese available because of the Roundup, and you have less manganese processed in the plant because of the Roundup Ready nature. And I tell you, one veterinarian sent a liver.
Tell you what, Jeffrey, hold that thought.
We
need to take a break, and we will be back right after this. Howard Garrett and Jeffrey Smith, don't go away. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products, like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas, and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Are you having trouble hearing? Have you had trouble with hearing aids before? How about ringing in your ears? Well, I've got a dirt doctor recommendation. It's a friend of mine, Greg Keeney, and his company, Affordable Hearing. They do something that's pretty interesting, I think, and a great value to you. They'll do a free hearing test, and they'll let you take one of their very high-quality hearing aids home and give it a whirl. Give it a try for a week, and there's absolutely no obligation, no charge at all. You'll hear a lot about other hearing aid companies. There's a bunch of them out there, but this is the one I recommend. Especially if you've had trouble with other hearing aids or hearing aid companies in the past. They have locations in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll meet with you for an appointment on Saturday or Sunday if that will help. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and that's available to you 7 days a week. It's not only for setting an appointment, but also answering your questions. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Hey, Howard, back with you. I'm visiting this morning with Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey is helping the world by trying to put out the information about how bad GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are. And we're talking about some specifics, and we're going to go through quite a number of them. If you had to pick out one thing, Jeffrey, what would it be that's the most disturbing one in this whole deal? Roundup ready stuff, BT ready plants, or what?
Well, I think that in terms of disturbing, it's the impact on reproductive problems in laboratory animals and in some livestock situation, mostly with the Roundup ready soy. I just blogged recently on Huffington Post about how female rats fed genetically modified soy had significant changes in the uterus and ovaries and hormone systems. In April, I talked about how hamsters were fed Roundup Ready soy for 2 years. By the third generation, most lost the ability to have babies. They were growing at slower rates, and there was a four or five-fold increase in infant mortality. And hair was growing in the mouths of several of them that were fed GM for those generations.
Mm.
And this relates to another rat study that occurred 5 years earlier, where most of the babies from female rats that were fed genetically modified soy died within 3 weeks, compared to 10%. So again, a five-fold increase in infant mortality. The offspring were smaller and could not reproduce in a subsequent study. Male rats fed GM soy, the testicles changed from pink to blue. The mice, male mice fed GM soy, they also had changes, including damage to the young sperm cells. The offspring at the embryo stage from mice fed GM soy had changes in the way the DNA functioned. Mice fed genetically modified corn that was a combination of Roundup and BT had smaller babies and fewer babies. And we see also investigative reports from farms and among veterinarians that there's also a correlation between reproductive problems and genetically modified crops. And we're seeing also higher levels of reproductive problems in the United States since GMOs were introduced in 1996. So we see a lot of evidence. Now, it's hard to know whether the problem comes from the genetically modified crop or the Roundup, which is poured onto the Roundup-ready crops. Mm-hmm. And so we know that Roundup, we started to talk about this before the break, one of the properties it has is it can disrupt endocrine functioning. So as an endocrine disruptor, it can interfere with the production of estrogen. It can cause lower sperm counts, abnormal sperm production. It can kill cells in the placenta, in the human placenta, has been demonstrated in laboratories. It's been correlated with high levels of abortions, spontaneous abortions in humans, with birth defects in amphibians. It's a very, very serious problem because of its impact on the next generation. And so when it's poured onto a crop, it accumulates in the bean or the portion that we eat. And there's also Roundup ready corn and also sugar beets and canola and cotton. But it accumulates in the beans and the corn, and so we take higher doses of it inside. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the whole process of Roundup plus the distortion in the metabolic pathways of the plant caused a reduction in manganese. Now, most of the livestock in the United States are fed genetically modified soy and corn. One veterinarian sent a liver from a stillborn calf for analysis, and they found no detectable levels of manganese. And that's, one standpoint, it was ridiculous because there's plenty of manganese supposedly in that area of the country.
Sure.
But it was basically held out because of the chelating properties of Roundup, probably. And we have now a situation where we could have a tremendous amount of sick animals as well as sick plants. There's also indications, and I think you might find this interesting, of there's a huge amount of sudden death syndrome in the soybeans, and that seems to be tracked to Fusarium, which is a fungus in the soil, which tends to grow and multiply in the presence of Roundup. And there's a lot of evidence that where the Roundup is sprayed, you know, twice because of even where the farmers apply it twice just because of the way that they're driving their tractor around the field, that's where sudden death syndrome comes out more prominently. And I've also heard that from experts in this that there's a death rate among corn that's earlier and earlier each year in the last 3 or 4 years, and they predicted that because of the changed soil conditions due to high applications of Roundup. So it's really a perfect storm of problems around the country.
Well, I think related to that, I think that one of the few things that slowed it down here in Texas, down in the valley, according to all the people that I visited with, is that the production levels went down. You know, in addition to all these other problems, the production of the crops has actually been hurt, just the opposite of what they, you know, marketed that the GMOs would do.
Yes, they tend to decrease by about 5 to 10% yield.
Well, we have used up this hour. There will be a lot of other people listening the next hour, and we're going to continue to talk with Jeffrey. He's agreed to stay on. That's Jeffrey Smith. He is the author of Seeds of Deception and some TV stuff and does blogs, and it's all related to helping the public out there, and we're delighted to have him visit with us. If you want to call and be with us or have a question for Jeffrey, it's 866-444-3478. If your radio station doesn't take the next hour, you can listen on dirtdoctor.com. We're streamed live all the hours. Jeffrey, thanks for coming. We'll talk a little bit more right after this.